Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about the latest meat export data in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting, second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them, and we're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma Agriculture Youth. And if listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Well, we're still doing things the Zoom way, and our own Casey Shepard had a chance to Zoom with Dan Hallstrom, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about those latest April meat export numbers put out by USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
To talk a little bit about the numbers that just came out on Friday, the April export numbers. Let's talk a little bit about those, Dan.
Yeah, we're looking, all things considered, you know, with the headwinds with COVID-19 globally, as well as some of the supply chain opportunities in late April, the results were fairly solid. We're looking at, on the beef side, we were down about 6% total globally. But we had some really good stories in there. Japan in particular was the leader, up 30% year on year, which was really good news given the fact that it is our largest value market. So we're excited about that. I think, and oddly enough, on the pork side as well, we were up 28% to Japan. So I think it's testament to the fact that in terms of trade agreements or ag agreements, the Japan-U.S. ag agreement was very big for agriculture and specifically for the beef and pork industry. So we're on an even playing field in terms of inbound duties with our competition, specifically Australia on the beef side and, you know, countries like the EU on the pork side. So when we're on an even playing field, we will take share, and that's happening now. So we're excited about that.
What do the April numbers tell you kind of about how we're doing in the key markets? You feel pretty good about those numbers?
Well, I think we do about Japan in particular, as I just alluded to. We are seeing a downturn in Korea, and but I'm not too worried about that. Korea is well positioned long-term. So I think that will be fine there. The other bright spot on beef especially and pork is China. The numbers were up dramatically on the pork side and on the beef side, keeping in mind that the phase one trade agreement for China was not implemented until mid-March. So April really was the first month of statistics. And we basically saw our volumes double directly into China for beef, and we're up to, it's small in terms of the total, but we're about 1,400 metric tons. So that's a really, really good sign because it's a very high-value market going into China on the beef side. So, and lastly, I'd like to mention on the beef side as well, Africa continues to shine, and this is mainly variety meat destination, places like Angola and South Africa, taking a larger, larger share of beef variety meat. So I think there's some really good things going on, but where I'd like to kind of leave it is the one area I am concerned about, especially as we head into May, would be Mexico and Latin America. I think that, you know, they are a few weeks behind the U.S. in terms of dealing with the COVID lockdowns. So I think, and we're already seeing it in the import numbers. Beef is down, let's see here, beef's down 47% for the month of April, unfortunately, into Mexico. Unfortunately, I think that's probably going to continue into May.
Our own Casey Shepard talking with Dan Hallstrom, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, about those just released April meat export numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present their 2020 edition of the Corn Belt Classic coming Thursday, June 11th. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 44,750 head will be offered, including over 11,000 head of northern calves for fall delivery. For more details about all the lots to be sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.